currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Hi, my name is Erica Sanford, and welcome to Currently Kirkland, coming to you every week with the latest in what's going on in Kirkland. January 5th was Kirkland's first city council meeting of the year, and new council members Joan McBride, Penny Sweet, Amy Wallen, and Doreen Marshoni were sworn in by Kirkland City Clerk Kathy Anderson. Council members then elected Joan McBride as Kirkland's mayor and Penny Sweet as deputy mayor.
Having no other nominations, we'll take a vote. All of those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimous.
Kirkland residents, including those who live in the future annexation area, are invited to share their thoughts about the challenges Kirkland's next city manager will have to face. The city is hosting a forum led by executive recruitment consultant Bob Murray from Bob Murray & Associates. Let us know what you think by attending the forum on Tuesday, January 26th at 7 p.m. at Kirkland City Hall. Participants are asked to think about these questions. What are the current issues and challenges facing the city of Kirkland and the organization? What will they be 5 and 10 years from now? What personal and leadership characteristics will be important for a new city manager to be successful in meeting those challenges? Comments will also be accepted online January 11th through January 26th at www.ci.kirkland.wa.us/city manager. Every 10 years, a census is conducted to update population data. This data helps redraw lines for congressional districts and distributes hundreds of billions of dollars in federal funds to federal programs in your area every year. The U.S. Census Bureau is hiring temporary workers to conduct in-person interviews with Kirkland residents who do not return their census questionnaires. Applicants must be 18 years of age and attend an application and testing session. For more information, go to 2010censusjobs.gov. The Kirkland Police Traffic Unit is still investigating an accident where a police car ended up in a house. This happened at 9 p.m. on December 22nd at the 1200 block of 124th Avenue Northeast. An officer responding to a domestic violence call swerved to avoid hitting an oncoming vehicle, went through a yard, and hit a house. The officer and a ride-along suffered minor injuries and were taken to the hospital to get checked out. One person was in the home at the time but was not injured. Officers are looking for the car involved. If you have any information regarding this incident, please give the Kirkland Police Department a call at 425-587-3400. King County officials have confirmed a case of measles in a woman and want those who may have been in contact with her to watch for symptoms. The unvaccinated woman contracted the measles while traveling overseas and may have exposed people in the Kirkland area to the illness. On December 11th, the woman went to Thumb Ratai Restaurant in the Totem Lake area before watching a movie at the Totem Lake Cinema. If you were to come down with measles, you would develop a rash this week or earlier. Doctors say that the risk to the public is low since most people are vaccinated, but if you do develop symptoms, please call your doctor. The King County Sheriff's Department is looking for a man who robbed a Chase Bank branch at the corner of Northeast 144th Street and 124th Avenue Northeast in the Kingsgate neighborhood. This was the fifth time this bank has been robbed in 2009. 2 weeks ago, a man walked into the bank and passed a note to the teller demanding a specific amount of cash and promised to pay it back. He displayed a knife to the teller. The man is described as a white male, 6 feet tall, in his 40s, with a thin and medium build. After getting the money, he escaped on foot and no vehicle was seen. If you recognize his description or have any information, please call the King County Sheriff's Office at 206-296-3311. Make your voice heard on affordable housing funding and similar programs by joining a Regional Coalition for Housing, or ARCH, as a part of their Citizen Advisory Board. The board consists of 12 to 15 community residents and housing professionals who work closely with ARCH staff. They look at local housing funding proposals and increase awareness of housing issues on the East Side. They meet one Wednesday a month for 2 hours. To get more information about the board or to apply, go to archhousing.org or call 425-861-3677. The latest edition of the City Update newsletter is now available. In this edition, you will find information on a new Kirkland walking map, an update on the Transit Center construction, and a recap of Neighborhood University. You'll also find information about annexation, budget reductions, winter preparedness tips, city phone numbers, and more. Just go to the City of Kirkland homepage and in the search box, type in City Update. 40 teachers from the Lake Washington School District achieved National Board Certification, bringing the total to 141. This makes the Lake Washington School District fourth in the state for both total number of new certified teachers this year and overall. The National Board Certification is the highest professional certification a teacher can obtain. Teachers earn this certification through a rigorous assessment that takes more than a year to complete. They have to build a portfolio and are assessed on their knowledge of the subject they teach. To learn more about the certification or to see a list of teachers and schools, go to lwsd.org. After 2 years of negotiations, the Port of Seattle finalized the acquisition of the East Side Rail Corridor from the BNSF Railway. Final cost, $81 million. The northern section consists of a 42-mile corridor between Woodinville and Snohomish, while the southern portion between Woodinville, Renton, and Redmond was donated. The BNSF Railway goes right through Kirkland. You are going to notice a change in some of the first utility bills of the year. The water rates will be increasing about 6%, while the sewer rates will increase 3%. Registration for security alarms has increased from $20 to $25, and penalties for false alarms have also increased. For more information, go to the City of Kirkland homepage. Kirkland's Wednesday Market Director, Jody Bardinelli, has died. She was diagnosed with liver cancer less than 2 months ago. Jody is known to have brought the Wednesday market to a new level by introducing cooking demos, story time, and the Harvest Supper. She is also well known for her work for several nonprofit organizations in the community and in the local restaurant and catering industry. She is survived by 3 daughters. The Consumer Electronics Show, or CES, is the world's largest consumer technology trade show. Held in Las Vegas, more than 2,500 exhibitors attend. Among thousands of products being featured is Ford's Work Solutions in-dash computer. It was honored with a Best of Innovations Award in the in-vehicle accessories category. The system uses traffic technology developed by Kirkland-based company Inrix. The honorees were chosen by a panel of judges consisting of industry designers, engineers, and journalists. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have a news tip, suggestion, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.